Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. The United Nations says that land belonging to the Jewish people for over 4,000 years is now the property of the Palestinian people. That's the headline. In a moment, Winky Madad will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This week, UNESCO has basically struck a double-barrel shot at Israel. They said that Jerusalem is not a part of the state of Israel, the Jewish people. And now they've said the second most sacred piece of real estate, Jerusalem being number one, the cave, the burial site for the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're coming out the same way. The headline was, the Palestinians say that vote proves that Israel has been lying about the nature of Jerusalem.
Well, Jimmy, I could quote remarks made over a period of the last several months by America's UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, who has been very critical and very negative about the attempt by the Palestinian Authority exploiting the United Nations and its agencies, such as UNESCO, in basically a blatant identity theft of Israel's and the Jewish people's national and ethnic identity. You don't have to believe in the Bible. I mean, you and I do, but you don't have to believe in the Bible. But everybody knows that Herod built Cave of the Patriarchs over 2,000 years ago. And the Arabs only came to Palestine in the 7th century, almost 700 years later. So whose property are we talking about? Now, if we refer to the Bible, we see there that Abraham purchased it. We're the only people in its holy book that says you buy it from the residents. And so this is a ridiculous move by the Arabs, but it only shows what political power they have in these international forums.
Winky Madad with the report on the United Nations taking land belonging to the Jews for 4,000 years and giving it to the Palestinians. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The book of Ezekiel reveals that the Palestinians will take the land that God gave the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 10 to 12. What this prophetic passage does not say is that the United Nations, an international one-world governmental operation, would be the ones to take the land from the Jewish people. UNESCO, an agency of the United Nations, has ignored history, the Bible, and even logic to take God-given land from the Jewish people. Ezekiel chapter 36 refers to the Jewish land of Israel some 35 times, and the Lord's promise on His holy name is the reason that this land is given to the Jewish people. That is Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 22. The United Nations is not the final authority. God's word is that authority. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...